Well, hello and welcome to Witchcast. My name is Julia and I'll be your host for this podcast. This podcast is getting a little bit of a makeover. It's just going to be me from now on this point forward. I will have a lot of different guest speakers that will be coming onto the show, but as of right now, it's just going to be your solitary witch and that's me, Julia. So I hope you have fun during this ride. For those new listeners, I kind of want to give you guys an overview of, you know, who I am and what I believe and, you know, just want to get started. I'm a solitary witch. I practice a lot of different things by myself. You know, there's a lot of categorizations on like what kind of witch you are. You don't have to be a solitary witch or a certain kind. I like to think I'm like solitary and a mix of eclectic witch. We'll go on in later episodes about what kinds of witches there are out in the world. But as of right now, that's the two that I kind of just like gravitate towards. So, this podcast is going to be mainly about just witchcraft, you know, like the basics to witchcraft, different topics like divination, you know, where you can use like pendulums and tarot cards and oracle cards. Those are going to be some topics I love to talk about. We're going to go over some astrology, deities. We're going to go over a lot like crystals and, you know, all things magical, really. And, you know, I'm not going to say like I'm an expert in, you know, everything that is out there. I like to think that I'm more comfortable in just divination tarot cards. But, you know, I want you guys to kind of just like go on this journey with me. And, you know, I'll research and do a lot of different kinds of research on different topics, and then I'm hoping to get a lot of different kind of speakers to come with me along the journey, and we'll kind of just like vibe off each other and figure things out. So it's going to be a good time, and you know, kind of want to get started with this episode with divination, especially tarot cards. So tarot cards basically is a 78 card deck. What it consists of is 22 major arcana cards. And what those are, they're going to be the court cards. They're going to be like the death card, the lovers, the moon, the sun, the hierophant, the high priestess. Those kinds of cards are going to be in those. And then you have the minor arcana cards, which are going to be like the cup suits, the swords, the wands, and the pentacles. So we'll go over that in another episode, but this is just more of like an overview of what exactly, you know, you guys are going to get yourself into. So I'm going to pull the card of the day for this episode and we'll see what's going on. Okay, so I did a quick shuffle and I got the Six of Swords, and now that's going to be in reverse. So I wanted to just throw it out really quickly. Reverse cards aren't bad. They don't mean anything negative. They don't mean like it's going to be like a bad omen or a bad start to the day. I like to think that when your card is in reverse, that it just means something you have to look at deeper. Not to say that when it's upright, you should look at it deeper or carefully, but when they're reversed, it kind of like wants to show you a hidden meaning to go with the definition. So typically with sword cards, you get like it's a lot of emotion. So a lot of, you know, thinking in your head. You get a lot of emotions like sadness, anger, resentment, whatever the case is. You have those kinds of emotions come out. And, you know, reversed for the Six of Swords, typically it means, you know, a change you did not expect, results you didn't anticipate, or in order to move on, you have to kind of let go of extra baggage, which is absolutely true for me right now. I did have a lot of issues with a couple friends lately. And, you know, in order for me to move on for my life and for this podcast, I have to just basically move forward and not look back. So I just wanted to kind of just go over that with you guys and kind of show you that this card isn't a bad card. And the picture of what it looks like is it's typically a woman or a man in a boat, and she has six swords that's blocking her, and there's someone that's taking her in a gondola over to the unknown. So that's what the card means, and to me, what it means is, you know, I'm going on a journey, and it's going to be a solo one, but I'm not going to be alone because I'm going to have a lot of guest speakers with me along the journey. So I'm not too worried about that. But just want to give you like an overview. Like I said, Six of Swords, very interesting card to get. Any sword suits, got to really pay attention to the emotions. So there's that basic whole notion of divination so far. So that's just an overview of this, what this podcast is going to be about. I hope you guys enjoy this little mini episode. I'm going to have new episodes every single Friday. Today is going to be a two for one. It's going to be there's going to be a bonus episode, actually. So this one, I just wanted to give you guys, like I said, an overview of who I am and what I'm about and exactly what you're going to get yourself into. So I just want to say in advance, thank you for listening. And I really appreciate your support and everything. Thank you guys for checking this out. And, you know, I'll see you guys in the next one.